بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with باب الرجاء in the chapter on having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the clemency, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today we do a long hadith. We'll do it over 2 days inshallah. All the beautiful ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have very, very deep meaning. So sometimes the longer ahadith, we do it over a longer period, we'll be able to appreciate and get more lessons from it inshallah. So today's hadith, Abu Najih Amr ibn Abasa Sulami radiallahu anhu narrates that during the days of ignorance, I believe that people were astray and they were not on the truth because they worship idols. So he says it was the time of Jahiliyat, and I also believe that what these people were doing was not right. Islam had not come at them. At that point Islam was not there. But in his heart he knew that what people are doing, this is not right. Now sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person is on fitrat, on natural disposition, he can realize and recognize that even though Islam hasn't formally come, he can realize that what's happening around him is not correct. So this is what he is saying. He's saying that I realized that people were not on the truth because they worshipped idols. Then I heard of a man in Makkah Sharif who was speaking of certain things. So I mounted my conveyance and went to him. Now he had talab, he wanted to find the truth. He wanted to see what the truth was. So he said, I heard of this person that was in Makkah Sharif. So I decided, let me go there. So I went. I mounted my conveyance and went to him. It was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who was secretly conveying his message, whilst his people openly opposed him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was secretly going person to person, inviting them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa was secretly having talks and speaking to people. It was done very quietly, but yet his people was opposing him. In other words, he wasn't hurting anyone. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't affecting anyone. But this is the style of Haqq. When it comes there, then batil will always be there to oppose it. But Haqq, Allah ta'ala made it such that Haqq will always supersede and will always outdo batil. So long as Haqq is present, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَحَقَ الْبَاطِلِ, Allah ta'ala will cause batil to go away. So he's saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was secretly conveying his message while his own people openly opposed him. So he said, I planned to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam secretly and succeeded in meeting him in Makkah Sharif. I asked him, what are you? He replied, I am a prophet. I asked him, what is the prophet? He replied, Allah ta'ala has sent me. I asked him, what did he send you with? He replied, he has sent me with the task. And this was the beautiful advices that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him. He said, what did Allah ta'ala send you what? In other words, what message did Allah ta'ala send you what? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that he had sent me with the task of maintaining ties of kinship, destroying idols, and that Allah ta'ala be accepted as one without ascribing any partner to him. I asked, who is with you in this? Who is with you? In other words, from all the people here, who is helping you? Who's your supporters? Who are your, like how we will say, who are your members? So this is a question he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is with you in this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, a free man and a slave. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one free man and one slave. This was the answer Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to him. So now he explains that who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was referring to. He says at that time, Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu were Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one free man and one slave. I said, I would like to follow you. He said, you will not be able to do so at present. Do you not see my opposition and the position of my people? Imagine, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him, at this moment it's very hard for you to follow me. Can you see the opposition I am getting? And the part was, and the most difficult part was that the opposition were for the own people of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people that trusted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most, the people that would call him As-Sadiq and Al-Ameen, and the people that saw his honesty right through from a young age, they were the same people that were opposing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained firm. A lesson for us, that in all the times, in difficult times, in easy times, it doesn't matter what times we are going through, we have to remain firm on deen. Things around us will change. Yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was getting opposition from the same people that trusted him, the same people that were calling him the most honest, the most truthful person. They are the same people that were opposing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is outside people oppose you, people that you don't know. People oppose you on Facebook and somebody oppose you on some social media account. Now you don't know them, but still it affects a person when he's getting that type of messages or when he's getting that type of objection. But can you imagine the own people around you? that knew you and grew up with you, from your own family, they are opposing you. Can you imagine how difficult it is? So this was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going through. So he told him, this is what he told Hazrat Amr ibn Abasa al-Sulami radiyallahu anhu. He told him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that at this moment you won't be able to follow me. So rather return to your people, and when you hear that I have prevailed, in other words, you hear Islam now is prevalent, Islam is strong, then you return and you come back. So this is more like a strategy, so he doesn't get affected, he doesn't get hurt in any way. So Rasulullah was doing it rather for his safety. So Rasulullah told him, rather return to your people, and when you hear that I have prevailed, then come to me. So he says, I return to my people, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Madinah Sharif after that, whilst I remained with them. I remained with my people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam later on made hijrat, and he went to Madinah Sharif. I continued seeking news and inquiring from people when he reached Madinah Sharif. Eventually some people from the inhabitants of Madinah Sharif came, and I asked him, what has happened to this man who came to Madinah Sharif? He was desirous to know what is happening, what is happening, when Islam is going to triumph. So he was trying to get information. It wasn't information of, it wasn't a time of internet, it wasn't a time of social media and emails, etc. It was a time when they had to get message, information from people that would come from Madinah Sharif. They'd meet someone and enthusiastically they'd find out that what is the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what he was doing. He said that he asked them, that these people that had come to Madinah Sharif, to his place, he asked them, that what has happened to this man who came to Madinah Sharif? In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They replied, people are hastening towards him. See, Allah ta'ala changed the condition. At one side, the people were opposing him. And now when he came to Madinah Sharif, people are rushing and coming towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is the barakat of remaining firm and remaining on haq. So he says, his people want to kill him, but they are unable to do so. So he says, now Amr ibn Abbasah says, I went to Madinah Sharif and I met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you recognize me? And this was many years later, he went to meet Rasulullah. He's telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you recognize me? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes, you are the one who met me in Makkah Sharif. Imagine, what love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for every person. That person met him many years ago in Makkah Sharif. He came back again now. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, you are the same person that met me years ago in Makkah Sharif. It's just that love that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for every person. Not that he just met him and he forgot about him. He remembered him. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, yes, you are the one who met me in Makkah Sharif. I said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform me of what Allah ta'ala has taught you and about which I am ignorant. Inform me about Salah. Inshallah, you will continue from here tomorrow. The lesson we take from here today is the barakat of remaining firm and remaining steadfast on one, what a person is doing, even though there may be outward opposition. Sometimes a person may call a person orthodox, and person is backwards, and what is he following deen so much, and going so early to the masjid, and getting so religious. People may tell us this, people may say these statements, but remember something, by us remaining firm on deen, despite of what the opposition is, what the statements are, what people may think, the main thing we have to worry is what Allah Ta'ala thinks. If Allah Ta'ala is happy with us, then everything else around us doesn't matter. But if Allah Ta'ala is upset with us, then all the luxuries of this world mean absolutely nothing. At the time of maut, a person will realize that all these things were just a dhoka, were just a means of taking us away. It was just a smoke screen and it just caused us to go in the wrong direction. Rather we worry what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinks of us. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.